the Sixers.
Get the lingerie on the deck. You know, call the janitor.
I'm trying to think if I said it here or someplace else. After the Sixers won Game 5, I said they would not win another game. Just a gut feeling. Some teams have it, some teams don't. And this is why I do not get too wrapped up in the MVP part. As you know, I don't get too wrapped up in the MVP part. I think I've made that plain over the years. It doesn't matter who's won the MVP. It doesn't matter. I mean, Joel Embiid set a record. Do you know what the record he set? You don't know what record he set? I thought you knew everything about Joel Embiid. Biggest drop-off in points per game in the playoffs compared to the regular season by the MVP. 9.5 points fewer per game. Right? This is, okay, to me it's all about winning and about the playoffs and winning in terms of performance. It is one thing to go out there and play a big game against the Lakers. Oh, and by the way, the next game of the road trip is the San Antonio Spurs. Oh. Or the next game of the road trip is the Portland Trailblazers. Well, when you're in a series, you play the Lakers, and your next game is against the Lakers. Oh, and your next game is against, oh, the Lakers. And your next game is against, the Lakers. It's not against the Lakers, then you play Orlando next. And then we play Portland, and then we play San Antonio, and then we play Detroit, where you've got four games where you're, you know. I mean, do you need your best? And the regular season intensity is just completely different compared to the postseason intensity. That's a big problem the NBA has. You can see it. The playoffs are exponentially better than the regular season. You can see it. The quality of basketball is better. You can see it. Because now you've been able to weed it down. Some teams may have great players. Portland has Damian Lillard. But he doesn't have anybody else around him. Okay? Just doesn't. The last five quarters of basketball. The Sixers scored 101 points. In the last five quarters of basketball, they scored 101. In the last five quarters of basketball, Jason Tatum scored 67. The big reason, there are so many reasons why I'm just like, the MVP is great for an individual to win. So please, I don't want to put down anybody's accomplishment, and it is a great accomplishment to be your league's MVP for a season, and it's something you can never take away from Joel Embiid or anybody else that has won the award. Right? But if you're sitting there and you give me a choice in their prime of the seventh and deciding game of the World Series, and I can hand the ball to Clayton Kershaw or John Lester, who do I hand the ball to? I hand the ball to John Lester. Why? Because John Lester has won deciding games in series with brilliant performances. Like, not once, but has done it multiple times. Okay? I want to go to the plate with the money on the line. Do I take David Ortiz or Aaron Judge? Who do you take, Matt?
Much as I hate to say it, Ortiz at this point.
And how many MVPs has Ortiz won in his career? None. He never once was the MVP of the American League. Never. But the money is there on the table. I need to win. I do not pick Aaron Judge. He has come up small in the postseason repeatedly. Repeatedly. Ortiz, on the other hand, bigger the moment, bigger plays. I don't care what year. 4, 7, 13. It doesn't matter. He had a terrible series against the Detroit Tigers in the 2013 American League Championship Series. But nobody remembers that. You want to know why? Because down 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, he had a grand slam and won the game. Money on the table. Okay? Who would I rather take the game-winning shot in the deciding game? Joel Embiid or Robert Horry? Who would you pick? Robert Horry, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Because Robert Horry has done it, whether it was with the Spurs or the Lakers.
Yeah, I guess
He is not an all-star. He is not a Hall of Famer. He is not. But for some reason, when it comes time, crunch time, he's hitting the big shot at the end of the game. It's uncanny. That's why they called him Big Shot Bob. Okay? Some guys, okay? Okay, I've got a choice between Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. I pick Bryce Harper every time because he has shown me over and over again he can do it. Mike Trout wins all the analytics awards, but in the postseason, he hit a home run his first at-bat and no hits since. Shohei Ohtani. Nobody knows. I don't know. I want proven entities. Same thing in basketball. You get to the deciding game. Steph Curry gets 50. Giannis, deciding game, Phoenix, 50. Jason Tatum, deciding game, 51. Your guy, 15. Money on the table. Last 5 quarters, scored 19. Other guy scored 67. James Harden. Really?
Yeah, it's time for him to go. He can go back to Houston. That's fine with me.
Your organization chose Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the many dumb moves on this front office. No question.
I'm telling you,
Tobias stinks.
Okay? But again, it's not. You will never take away that he's the MVP. Never, never, never. He'll have that the rest of his life, and he deserved it. He deserved it.
But it sure looked like he stopped playing once he got it.
Well, let's put it this way. He only played 6 games in the series, and they were 2-4 in the games he played. He didn't play game 1.
Yep.
And this is, there are certain people, Kawhi Leonard, as much as you may not like Kawhi Leonard, guess what he does?
He wins, and he makes big shots.
He makes big shots, big plays. Yeah, he sits out too much. You may not like LeBron, but LeBron hits big shots. Right? Kobe Bryant, big shots. Okay? And this is something, this is why I do not get wrapped up in the MVP. I just don't. I need to see people perform when in the NBA, okay, after the Sixers beat the Celtics, guess who they had to play again? Oh, the Celtics. And then when they lost that game, who did they have to play again? Oh, the Celtics. They didn't have a game with Orlando to puff up everybody's stats. Didn't. What knocked out Golden State? They lost the first game. In the second game, okay, they won. Then they had to go to Los Angeles, and they had to keep playing the Lakers. They didn't have a game with Portland. They didn't have a game with Utah. They had to keep playing the Lakers. The Lakers are better. And that's what happens. The cream rises to the top. That's why in the playoffs, the intensity is different. It's a possession-by-possession game. You don't have to think about it in terms of playing quarters. You've got to play possession by possession. You know, you look at hockey. If you're in hockey right now, right, which hockey's got a, they've got a ratings disaster on their hands. They've got Vegas against either Dallas or Seattle, and they've got Carolina against Florida. Right, it's going to be on TNT, the finals. And they don't have any stars left. I mean, Connor McDavid, who, by the way, played very well in losing for Edmonton. McDavid played really well. Auston Matthews, who is a great player, no goals against Florida in the series. When they needed him, he didn't score. And this is what I've said about, this is what I've said about, you know, certain guys along the way. That's what I've said about Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge does not come up big in the postseason. Where's the Aaron Judge signature postseason moment? Where? Pick it out. You've got his entire career memorized.
None, but with when it comes to him, he hasn't had that many opportunities.
He has an opportunity every year. What are you talking about? He doesn't go anywhere with it. Okay? He doesn't have many opportunities. What are you talking about?
Okay? Embiid has.
They don't go. They've been in almost the same amount here. Aaron Judge. Here, I'll look very quick. He's been in the postseason almost every year. Almost every year he's been in. Okay? Let's see here. Batting, show minors. I could do that. I know he didn't play against the Spikes because they skipped him. Let's see. Postseason batting. Let's see. Postseason game log. What we got here? Okay. Now, these are all his games? Okay. Okay, postseason. He's had 198 plate appearances. 171 at-bats. He's hitting .211. Okay, what do you mean he hasn't been in it much?
I thought there was one or two postseasons he was hurt and didn't play, but I'm
17. He played in 17, he played in 18, he played in 19, he played in 20, played in 21, played in 22.
Well, you're right. I can't think of one of a signature
because
moment
he doesn't.
Right.
You can't because he doesn't have any.
Yeah. No, I'm with
okay?
you there. Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't have any. I mean, sure, he's hit 13 postseason home runs, but he's had 198 plate appearances. I mean, he's going to hit some, but he's hitting .211. He's got a .310 on base percentage in the postseason. Okay. In terms of at-bats, he strikes out, on the average, more than one out of three every time he's at the plate in the postseason. 66 strikeouts, 171 at-bats. I mean, again, that's what the problem was for A-Rod forever until finally get to 2009, he finally broke through. But you can get all these incredible stats that make the season fun for everybody. But you can't keep running out against the Oakland A's pitching staff. You're going to have to run out these days against a better team that goes, okay, 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 okay. And that's why people always, every time I bring up the Lester and Kershaw thing, who's the better regular season pitcher? Kershaw, by a wide margin. Who's the better postseason pitcher? John Lester. Just is. I can't explain it. But some guys just react differently. And Joel Embiid does not react well in the postseason. And neither does James Harden. Oh, they have moments. I mean, Harden's had moments, but you got to be able to do it game in and game out. Now, did Tatum have a great series? No. But the last five quarters, when they needed it, hey, we're losing in the fourth quarter here. Bang, 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 bang. Makes some statement ridiculous in the post game, then goes out and does it all over again, except for four quarters.
Oh, yeah. Embiid was the definition of soft most of this series, especially the last game six and game seven. Soft. Hands down.
I mean, again, there are certain guys. That's why I don't put. I mean, I congratulate anybody that wins the MVP. It is significant, the whole deal. But this is why I don't make a big deal out of it. I can't make a big deal out of it because I've got to see it when it's the better teams, game in, game out. Game in, game out. I got to see this. I mean, have to. So, he was minus 19 for the series on plus minus. Not good. For the last five games, he was minus 19. That's not good.